When it comes to stubborn belly fat, we're all searching for a miracle pill. Generally, you have to use multiple products that target belly fat differently to manage excess weight around the stomach. Some products may focus on abdominal exercises or dietary changes, while others might focus on boosting metabolism or controlling cravings. But believe it or not, I may have found a solution that removes the need for juggling through multiple weight management products. It's called Belly Trim, and it's more effective at targeting belly fat, enhancing metabolism, and promoting a toned midsection better than most weight management products I've seen typically found on store shelves. Tens of thousands of five-star reviews back up the notion that Belly Trim is not only a breakthrough in a bottle, but that it also removes the need for us to use countless diet pills and fat-burning supplements. But there's more. If you place your order for Belly Trim now, you'll also receive 51% off, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, two free new ebooks titled Top 10 Foods That Burn Belly Fat and Top 10 Exercises to Reduce Belly Fat, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and last but not least, free shipping. Simply go to www.trimwithus.com. That's www.trimwithus.com to take advantage of this limited-time deal before they sell out. Once again, that's www.trimwithus.com. Order now. Violent crime across the U.S. has skyrocketed. Just recently, a politician was carjacked by three armed attackers outside his home in Washington, D.C. This comes several months after another politician was assaulted in the elevator of her building. Between mass shootings, kidnappings, burglaries, and carjackings, it's never been more vital to learn how to protect yourself. This is why tens of thousands are choosing the Fighter Flare flashlight. The Fighter Flare flashlight has awed people with a wonderful design and massive light output. On top of an ultra-bright 800-lumen light, it boasts powerful strobe lighting modes for self-defense, a glass-breaking hammer, a built-in power bank, solar-powered recharging, rope cutter, siren, and much more. Countless five-star reviews back up the notion that this flashlight is the latest and greatest in the EDC market. But there's more. If you place your order for the Fighter Flare flashlight now, you'll also receive 66% off, free express shipping, and last but not least, a 100% lifetime guaranteed replacement. Simply go to www.fighterflare.com to take advantage of this limited-time deal before they sell out. www.fighterflare.com. Order now.
Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
RPN is not responsible for the views, actions, statements, or opinions of its guests, advertisers, or even its viewers. The information contained in this program is not to be construed as medical or legal advice. An appearance on this platform is not necessarily an endorsement, but as always, we encourage you to do your own research. Enjoy the show. Good afternoon, Patriots. And welcome back to a special episode of Saturday Daytime Livestream, I guess, not Night Stream. Joining me today, very, very special guest. You know him, you love him. Peter Tichtin, lifelong friend of President Trump, one of his many attorneys. Peter is going to be joining us today to break down the unprecedented, unlawful, an absolutely unnecessary raid on President Trump's personal home at Mar-a-Lago in Florida. Got a couple other things I'll be asking Peter about, and if you guys have any questions yourself, you're welcome to leave them in the chat. We won't be doing a call-in today. I'm also going to be announcing the date and time for my upcoming show with Ivan Raiklin and John Patel Patriot. So make sure you're here till the end, so you can get all the information. Do me a favor, don't forget to like and share the broadcast. Help us by putting it out there in your favorite social media platforms. Right now we're live on Rumble, on the Foxhole, on Getter, on a whole bunch of different platforms. So thanks for being here, guys. Hey, Mom, good to see you out there. And of course, the love of my life, real red pill girlfriend. All right, do me a favor, sit back, relax, grab your popcorn, and we will be right back after this. All right, welcome back to the show, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. And please join me in welcoming my guest, your guest for this afternoon, Mr. Peter Ticton. Peter, how are you, sir?
Fine, thank you. Good to be here.
Awesome. It's so great to have you back. And what a fortuitous time. We were mentioning before the show, it seems like things never slow down. It never lets up. But right now it has reached a sort of fever pitch, even for the corrupt forces within the United States government. I don't know where you were when the announcement went out that President Trump's home was being raided. I was traveling across the country, so my phone started blowing up. I can only imagine that you probably were getting a fair number of calls and messages yourself.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I did, yes. people that were right there on the scene.
So,
but I'm not part of the team that is handling that for President Trump. I'm representing him only in a very limited capacity. I'm still on the Hillary Clinton case. And even that, you know, eventually I'll be replaced. So, you know, it's my role as attorney is limited. But I know Donald Trump. I've known him since we lived together when we were 17 years old at New York Military Academy. I know his character. I know what kind of man he is. And you know, because of that, he has my full support because of who he is and what he is. You know, he's I go on. I can tell you instances and stories about it. And, you know, I wrote a book, What Makes Trump Tick. But that gets into it a bit. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that I think you hear the same thing. Everyone that you've probably spoken to that knows him personally, that actually deals with him and knows him well, probably says the same thing that I do because, you know, he's still the same guy that he was when he was 17. We're just older, but we're boys inside still. And, you know, he is an exceptional man. He's my president and always will be.
Absolutely. So, well, as an attorney, Peter, you know, and as somebody who has represented Trump and who is currently in that RICO case, I mean, what was your initial impression? I mean, clearly nothing like this has ever happened before. You know, the president has unmitigated authority to declassify whatever documents he chooses. You know, it seems like it's a desperate move by those in government who still hate President Trump for everything that he did for America.
Well, you know, let me address that, but let me at the same time put it in perspective. Okay, you're sitting at the beach on the ocean, and you see these kids had made a beautiful sandcastle that's sitting there. It almost looks like Mar-a-Lago. Yeah. They made a nice sandcastle, and it's the tide is coming in, and you're watching the waves tear this thing down, and you're watching it, and you're watching it, and you're watching it. But maybe if you're right there at the scene, maybe you should be thinking about the oncoming tide, and not get too distracted with the individual things that are occurring, because that tide is rolling in. And, you know, I tell it the way I see it. I'm here on behalf of myself. I'm not representing Donald Trump here in this program with you. You're getting Peter Ticton and the true unadulterated one. I don't pull my shots and I tell you what's what. And to me, that oncoming tide is what, you know, you've got people that stole the election. And I know we're not allowed to say that. And the reason we're not allowed to say that is because it's true. Mm-hmm. If it was just the big lie, as they said, it would burn itself out in no time. But it isn't just the big lie. It isn't a lie at all. The big lie is the people that are saying it's a big lie. So it's ironic, but those words, it's a big lie, are the big lie. And the fact of the matter is that this oncoming tide is consolidating its power. So that's why we're all so disturbed about the fact that they've now broken another barrier. You know, global warming is coming, and all of a sudden we've had another heat wave that broke the previous heat waves of time, all time. So in a sense, that's what we're watching. We're watching them go beyond where they ever went before.
Sure.
That's what's so disturbing about this. This plus the fact, you know, what are they doing? They took all of his paperwork, including the paperwork from our case. We don't even know what they took. The private attorney-client communications. So a person, you know, doesn't even have the right to have their own privacy with their lawyer, with their priest, with anybody else anymore, because the government can come in and just start taking these things away from them. So, you know, this is what is so wrong and so critical about what they did. You know, there's so many people giving so many opinions about the raid, whether this is going to lead to criminal charges, whether it's not going to, and so on. And these are guesses. Nobody knows. I don't even think the government knows what they're planning on doing yet. You know, it depends on what their thought of the day is. And I don't think it's Biden. I don't think it's people under Biden. I think it's people over Biden.
I agree. Yeah.
You know, I don't think that man knows how to tie his shoes, you know, without somebody helping him do it.
Right.
So, you know.
So what?
Well, you know, we shouldn't underestimate him too much, because, I mean, he is actually pulling it off. I mean, they got exactly the kind of guy that they want, an empty-headed person that will do what they're supposed to be doing according to what they're told. So, you know, they couldn't hope for better.
No, absolutely. I mean, he's clearly having his strings pulled by another person or another group of people, barely able to stand up to sign a document, to speak. You know, I mean, how many times have we witnessed him turn around and go to shake hands with empty air or address people who simply aren't there? I mean, it would be funny if it wasn't so tragic.
I mean, I know.
To see what the United States has devolved into. I mean, it's absolutely shocking. And you know, when you look at what happened at Mar-a-Lago and the overreach of the feds and the DOJ, I mean, you can't help but think about the Hillary Clinton personal private bathroom server situation, where we actually did have people who were, you know, Hillary Clinton was possessing documents that she was not supposed to be able to remove from a skiff. OK, like that's something right there. She wasn't president. She put people's lives at risk. We had foreign governments actually hacking that private bathroom server, getting untold amounts of information that was not supposed to be in their possession. And yet nothing happened to her. And here we are, President Trump, maybe no longer at the White House in Washington, D.C., but he gave complete disclosure, completely declassified with no redactions, any of the documents having to do with Spygate or Russiagate. And then, of course, as you said, he had his own personal cases that were going on right now. And yet the government swoops in, ironically, based upon obstruction. And you know what really makes me laugh here, Peter, is that they released the affidavit with all those redactions. We can tell it says we're investigating obstruction, but we just got that Mueller memo saying that there was no obstruction. And we know from precedent that's been set in the past that a president can't be charged with obstruction for, you know, having anything to do with an investigation into a crime that's not a crime.
You know, everything that we're talking about, it depends on what premises you use. It depends on how you look at this, what basic belief, what basic understanding you have in terms of what has occurred. So, you know, if you look at the entire BS that the American public is getting served on a silver platter from the Unselect Committee. Okay. I mean, right now it's almost passe. These things are hot when they're happening and then they just disappear. But everything that they said made sense. Trump is a bad guy, according to them, because the election was fair. So if your basic premise is that the election was fair and that you then have somebody saying, hey, the election wasn't fair, it wasn't fair, it wasn't fair, and they're trying to get some kind of a benefit or some kind of a solution or something that will keep them going in power or whatever, it makes sense from their side. You know, if that's your basic premise. And frankly, I investigated the election. I've investigated January 6th. And so, you know, for many people, you know, they go on the basis of what they hear and what they want to believe from whoever is speaking. What I'm doing, I looked at hours and hours and hours of videotapes. I've watched, you know, I've spoken to the people involved. It's done the audits. I've been involved with these things, seeing the real evidence. And to me, there's no question in my mind. Okay, I don't have beliefs about facts. My background is in science. So, you know, for me, it's either real or it's not real. You know, we should form beliefs about religion. If you believe in God, that's, to me, it's a good thing. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, to other people, it might not be a good thing, depending on their beliefs. Fine, have your beliefs. But when it comes to facts, have knowledge. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you that I have knowledge, at least for me. I've proven to myself, I know for sure, the election was fixed. I've seen it. Anybody who's seen 2,000 Mules knows the election was fixed.
Yeah.
We know what happened here. We know that Zuckerberg put in $419 million into this election, and it got streamed into where the things such as 2,000 Mules was taking place. So what was going on here? Why are these big funding operations? Why are probably foreign powers such as China, why are they getting involved in what's going on? And it all has to do with the difference between those who want to save the world and those that are taking responsibility for the people, that care about the people. Donald Trump is a leader who cares about the people. But what we're seeing now with the people that the New World Order have put in place, you know, with whatever agenda they have for us and important reasons they have for taking over our government and every other government. Believe me, Australia's gone. Canada's gone. There's no place to go, no place to run. This is it. Mm-hmm. We've got to make this place right. And there's only one place that I can see doing that. And that's going to be coming up in a couple of months in the election. Okay, because and don't even vote in advance. Just make sure you get your behind to the polls. Okay, and don't just go to the polls and just don't get there yourself, but bring 10 people. Make sure you round up every one of your friends that may be just too lazy to go. They need to go. We need to show in massive force what's going on here in terms of the real numbers of people that want to get things stopped. And I don't need to go on about the things we need to stop. I think everybody with a brain understands you cannot have a country with no borders.
Right.
I don't think we need to discuss that. I mean, do we need to? I mean, do people really need to be told why we can't just have everybody flowing in? I mean, who's going to stay in Nicaragua if they have a tumor and they can get free medical help in the United States and no help down there? Why would anybody stay there? You know, the people are hungry. There's apparently, you know, 3.5 million people that don't have enough substance, enough food in Nicaragua, Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador, those four countries. So why would they stay if our door is wide open? So, you know, so I don't need to get into what problems we have when we bring in cities full of people into this country. And it might be great for the Democrats figuring they get more votes, they have more of a voting base. But the truth of the matter is that it's destroying this country. But that's just one thing. Look at what inflation is. They want to destroy our ability to use fossil fuels. And if you think that $5 a gallon or $4.50 a gallon is a bad thing, you know, you're dreaming. You're not realizing that that's not where it's going. That's only where it is.
That's please the floor.
That's the floor. That's not even a floor anymore. That's just on the way to where it's going, which is going to the moon. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't want us using fossil fuels because they are afraid that within a few years, if we don't stop, absolutely stop the use of fossil fuels, that it'll be too late and the world is going to go into a global warming cycle that it's going to be so severe that it'll kill all life on Earth. This is what they believe.
Let me ask you, though, Peter. I mean, when we say, you know, they want to fix the world, I mean, obviously, that's like the public reasoning that they give. You know, they say, you know, Donald Trump is guilty of obstruction publicly, or that Donald Trump was an asset of Russia publicly. But time and time again, I mean, all of these things are shown to not be true. Do you truly believe that these people are going after Trump because they feel that he is some existential threat to the the bright, sunny future of America? Or do you think that they're going after him because he is simply a threat to their power structure and to their ability to control us?
Ed, that's a great question, because it gives me, I see where I need to clarify a little bit, because the two are one and the same.
Yep.
The power structure, they had to take over the government of the United States if they want to end the use of fossil fuels.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's not like they have a choice here if they want to end the use of fossil fuels, because if we stop using fossil fuels, it means that people are going to die. You know, Biden himself has said we're going to have a food shortage this year. And I can tell you, I've looked into these things, and we are going to have a food shortage this year. And not because of the Ukrainian war with Russia, but this was before that.
Mm-hmm.
We have certain things that are going on. I mean, it's not that they have no basis to think that there's a climate change happening. I look at Lake Mead, it's almost empty. Look at Lake Powell, it's almost empty. Look at, we don't get water out of Salt Lake, but it's very important for the area in terms of its effects. Look at Salt Lake. It's also gone down to nothing. It's worth looking at. But these are reasons we're about to have food shortages. I don't know if you've seen pictures of the rivers, the Rhine and so on in Europe, but, you know, that are, you know, where they've gone down so low that they got down to stones that people carved in before, if you see me cry or weep, because it's because that's where the drought has been before, where people have, where there's been massive starving. But the thing is, if we stop using fossil fuels, it's the same thing as not giving people food. Okay, it's one and the same. We exist, we're able to maintain the population that we have because we use the stored energy from the sun, which is basically what fossil fuels come from days of old, when all of these carbon molecules were basically in living organisms that then got covered over and ultimately turned into crude oil or coal or natural gas. One way or the other, they all come from organic materials from the past. So they want to stop the use of this so that we stop putting the carbon back into the atmosphere because it's causing too much heating. So how do they do it? Well, one of the things they have to do, democracy isn't going to vote to allow a lowering of the population, okay? There's no way, no party can ever get elected if that's what they're proposing. And proposing the abrupt stopping of fossil fuels, which is what they have in mind, is equivalent to the same thing. So that's why they had to take over the government. And once people take over a government, whether it's in a banana republic or the United States of America, it doesn't make any difference. They have to go after their opposition. Mm-hmm. And they always do. And that's what this is all about. They need absolute power. And that's what they're going for. And to get that absolute power, that's what they have to do. They have to go after their opposition. So what we see now in terms of a raid on Mar-a-Lago, which we're saying, how could they even think of doing such a thing? Because we know how wrong it is. We know it's political. We know they've politicized our three-letter agencies. We know how far this has gone in terms of politicizing big business, the media and social media and so on. I mean, we see it. So, this is all part and parcel of the same thing. So it isn't as though you can divide their goals and their desires to do what they want to do, but they're still inept in many ways, okay? These are the same people that took the military out of Afghanistan before our people, before our equipment. They took the military out, which is, they don't know how to operate things well. Whatever plans they have that they want to impose on us are not likely to make that much sense or to be that great. I mean, think about, I know I'm going on at some length here.
It's okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So think about electric cars. Okay.
Yeah.
Now we've got California and many other states are going to follow suit that all the vehicles after a certain date have to be electric cars. But electric cars use more fossil fuels than gas engines.
Sure.
Because gas engines are directly there with the locomotive. They're connected to the locomotive locomotion that they're creating. So you have an engine that's connected through maybe an automatic transmission that maybe uses 10% of the energy. But nevertheless, it goes directly to the wheels, as opposed to electric motors, which are not just getting electricity out of the socket in somebody's house or a 220 line that comes out of somebody's house. Something has to make that electricity. And 90% of our electricity comes from fossil fuels right now. We're turning internal combustion engines, just like the ones in our car, only much, 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 much bigger. And those big engines are turning generators. And those generators are then going through transformers, going through long distance lines, going down through another transformer, charging a battery. But it finally gets into your home, whatever's left of what was made, there's always loss. Every transaction, there's loss. And so when you finally get to the charging the battery and then that loses power, and then the battery then turns an electric motor that then is directly connected to the wheels. So, you know, it's not as though this is free energy that doesn't use fossil fuels. It's craziness that we want to change everything, so this is what we can do. It just doesn't add up. It doesn't make sense. So it's not as though these people have the great solution, but yet they want to take charge of things. They are so sure that they're so right, that this is what they have to do, and only God knows what it is that they actually are planning to do in the long run. But for sure, it's not going to stay where it is now. And if gas is $16.50 by this time next year, think about the fact that I told you so. Mm-hmm. Okay? These people are not going to stop. There's a reason they didn't want to start changing things here. I mean, and take a look at what's going on in terms of, you know, our distilleries, you know, our production plants for petroleum. I mean, who's starting them on fire? But I don't know that you've read about this or kept track of this at all. But there's been a lot of things going on with these places. So, you know, there's other factors that are at work that are going hand in hand with what's going on in terms of the governance. Look, there's only one way that we have a chance here, you know, and because their tentacles have already gone into so many different areas and places and taken over. But they haven't taken our electoral system entirely. If we overwhelm them come election day and take the day, go to the polls, there'll be long, long lines. Bring everybody that you know. Do not, you know, right now it's almost like we're not even hearing much about the elections coming up.
Right.
You know, we're hearing about the primaries and so on. But it's going to be upon us in less than 3 months. You know, it's here. It's 2.5 months away. So you're going to start seeing all the advertising bucks are going to start, you know, bringing more and more attention to it as we get closer and closer. Probably, I'm thinking maybe 6 weeks away from it. That's when you're going to start feeling it and seeing it. But in the meantime, get active. You want to save America. You want to do something good for America. Get active. Get people on your block. You know, make sure they go to the polls. Make sure that they vote, because that's our only way. There's nothing else we can do. If you think that there's a way that we can have a civil war and that this is going to end up in some, you're dreaming. The only way that this thing can get resolved is if you get to the polls. Or you can rationalize it and say, I'm too busy, I want to watch this thing on TV, or I want to watch a movie, you know, in which case this one opportunity that we have to save this country is going to disappear.
Yeah.
So you need to make sure you get there.
I absolutely agree with you. And I think that, you know, there's a number of different ways we can get active. Certainly voting, that's the easiest. That's the most obvious. I had Dan Schultz from the precinct strategy on last night, becoming a precinct committeeman, becoming a poll watcher. You know, there's, you know, innumerable ways that you can get involved and help to organize in your local area. I certainly hope that every single person watching this show is going to be activated as a result of this, because I don't really think anybody wants a civil war. I would hope that even the left, no matter how radical they appear, doesn't really want a civil war, because they get their asses kicked. I don't even want to go there, you know? I mean, I don't want that to happen to this country. I want America to come back together and be healed. And my only hope is that those people on the left who thought they hated Donald Trump so much are now watching what's going on and seeing, you know, hey, I didn't sign up for this. I mean, because let's be honest, Peter, if this doesn't pan out the way they want, if they're not able to successfully quell the America First movement, if they're not able to lock President Trump up in solitary confinement for the rest of his life, this is going to boomerang back around on them. I mean, nothing like this has ever happened before. And the very fact that they they've shown us that they're willing to do this. Once Republicans come back into power, I would certainly hope that we're going to start playing hardball. I mean, I think the gentleman's game has been thrown out the window a long time ago.
You know, you would think that by everything that's going on here, I mean, the craziness that we're seeing in government right now, just the inflation alone, you would think that they don't stand a chance. And yet we're hearing so many other things. We're hearing polls. I don't believe the polls myself, but I don't, you know, then again, it's like I said, you know, they say belief is the enemy of knowledge, mm-hmm. You know, because if you form beliefs, then you're no longer looking to find out what the truth is about. And again, facts. So, you know, the fact of the matter is, you know, the polls are probably BS. There's no way that with this situation going on, I keep hearing from Democrats that are telling me that they're going to vote for Republican this time around. So, you know, it's not as though they're all blind to what's going on. They see what's happening and the craziness that's there. So, you know, but the craziness you're seeing now is toned down for these elections, mm-hmm. which I think is a real promising aspect, because at one point I didn't even know if we were going to have elections, but we are, and we're getting a good shot at this. Okay, and we're not having elections because they know that they've overcome everything they had last time. Last time they did really well with what they did. We get our senators in there, we get our congressmen in there. We're going to have our committees doing their investigations, and that's our chance. That's why we need to win this election. But this is it. I mean, Donald Trump, he put out something the other day that said the same thing, that this is our only chance. If we don't beat them now with this, then we're done. Okay?
Yeah, I agree.
Our goose is cooked. But it's not. We have one chance. We've got a great chance to turn this thing around. It's not, you know, look, for the general election, they only needed to manipulate the votes in six states.
Mm-hmm.
In truth, and what for the most part happened, is they only needed to manipulate the vote in six counties.
Mm-hmm.
In truth, they only needed to manipulate the vote in six cities.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they didn't even need six, they just needed four. Okay, this is what they did. There's a heck of a big difference between what's coming up in 2.5 months, where they would have to manipulate the vote in 50 different states, in, you know, everywhere. So don't think that because of what happened in the 2020 election, that it's going to happen again in 2.5 months. Don't sit there in your house and not go to the polls and vote, because you think that there's no chance anyway, because the first election, they did it to us in 2020. Why aren't they going to do it to us in 2022? It's completely different. Two yeah. different things.
I absolutely agree with you. I'm on the same page. And I think, you know, I think we still have a chance, even if we don't. I don't see a world where we don't show up in force in November and vote and give them that overwhelming show of force to let them know that every single person all over America is paying attention and we're going to go for this. If by some strange manipulation of the data, they are able to rig the election on all of these congressional ballots and all the down ballots, then I think that's when we turn to something else. You know, I mean, nobody's going to stop fighting. And I certainly don't want to see America end in the form that we have it right now. I would like to have it restored into something else. But I think that this is the best shot we have, the most logical shot that we have. And I think that we have been primed for this, Peter. You know, I mean, President Trump gave us a brand new country. He gave us a new lease on life and showed us what America could be with true representative leadership, what it meant to have leadership that actually was interested in the best interests of the people, right, and what we could each do individually when we were rejuvenated and reminded of what it truly meant to be an American. And so now that we're here in this horrific situation, watching all of these terrible machinations taking place around us and what appears to be the last desperate gasps of the deep state, I think that this has activated a lot of people. It's great. I'm glad to hear that you're seeing Democrats say that they're now going to vote Republican. I mean, they've got to be feeling it in the exact same way that we are. And I'm certain that not anywhere near what they claim voted for Joe Biden in 2020 actually did. We're probably talking about a factor of four or less. Maybe 20 million people voted for Joe Biden. But they went along with it because maybe they just decided they didn't like Trump. They hated him so much that they were willing to try anything else. So they're in the same position as we are. And I think that by ensuring that we elect a brand new Congress, representatives, senators, all of that, these people are going to usher us into an era much closer to what we had under President Trump, because we're going to have a lot of people who do want to represent America, who follow the leadership of President Trump, who are on board with the America First agenda. We've got so many rhinos and we've got so many corrupt individuals who, regardless of their party affiliation currently, they're not interested in helping out America. You know, they get a paycheck, they get a pension at the end of the day. They've got all their insider trading information, so they don't really have to do much. You know, half the time they don't even show up to vote. So I think that personally for me, this has been an exercise in what we need to do when we start to fall asleep. You know, I think America got complacent. I think that people were, you know, content to go along, to get along, thinking that this type of situation would never happen. And now, as horrific as it is throughout all of it, we have been awakened in a way that we never were in my lifetime up until this point.
You know, you asked me before, you said, you know, Hillary with all of her emails and so on, you know, they never went after her. You know, Donald Trump didn't go have his Justice Department go after her. And so, you know, I want to just address that because, you know, the fact is Donald Trump was an honest president who got elected without cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, you know, being involved with the Hillary Clinton and, you know, the Adam Schiff case, you know, because he's now a defendant in the case as well. Getting involved in that, you know, talk to different people. And one of the things that we worry about is something we hear from time to time. People say, it was dirty tricks. You know, so she pulled some dirty tricks in the election. But they weren't dirty tricks. They were criminal. They were... Some of the things that they did were literally criminal acts, and the rest of them were torts. You know, you can't just do the things that they did and think that that's okay because it's a dirty trick. But the one thing that I ask people in return when they tell me, oh, well, so she committed some dirty tricks, what I ask is, well, name one dirty trick that Donald Trump did. Just give me one.
Yep.
Okay, because he didn't. Mm-mm. He got in, he was honest, he was decent, and he didn't need to be going after the opposition to quell the opposition, to kill the opposition, because he didn't take power illegally. He took it legally, he got elected. It's a government that has to, that takes power, that can't.
When it comes to stubborn belly fat, we're all searching for a miracle pill which may never exist. But believe it or not, I may have found the next best thing. It's called Belly Trim, and it's more effective at targeting belly fat, enhancing metabolism, and promoting a toned midsection better than most weight management products I've seen typically found on store shelves. Tens of thousands of five-star reviewers can't be wrong. Simply place your order now to get 51% off along with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to www.trimwithus.com. That's www.trimwithus.com. www.trimwithus.com. Order now.
Violent crime across the U.S. has skyrocketed. Between mass shootings, homicides, kidnappings, burglaries, and carjacking, it's never been more vital to learn how to protect yourself. This is why tens of thousands are choosing the Fighter Flare flashlight. The Fighter Flare flashlight includes an ultra-bright 800 lumen light, powerful strobe lighting modes for self-defense, a glass-breaking hammer, a built-in power bank, solar-powered recharging, rope and wire cutter, siren, high and low LED lighting modes, and much more. Simply place your order now to get 66% off along with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to www.fighterflare.com. Order now at www.fighterflare.com.
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Keep the power unless they destroy all of their opposition. Then they keep the power, and they're not going to get sued or prosecuted for the criminal acts that they've done in stealing the election, once the opposition would be able to then show exactly what had occurred and show the criminal activity that had occurred in the previous election. So once they can control all the opposition, that's why I said before, every country, whenever the criminals take over, whenever, you know, a new government takes over inappropriately, not by being elected honestly, they do the same thing. They destroy the opposition. That's like number one on their list of what they have to do. So why are they going after Donald Trump? Well, Donald Trump didn't go after Hillary Clinton. It's because it's a reflection of Donald Trump and the fact that he's a decent, honest person pursuing what's correct and what's right in life. Let the Justice Department go after Hillary. And we all know now that there's so many people in the Justice Department that are politicized that would have never gone after Hillary. So, you know,
Peter, let me ask you this. Can we afford to do this in the future? Do you believe in the same way that I do that we have to start actively going after criminals, no matter what their position in society? I mean, to me, I look at what's happened in America, and we have a two-tiered justice system. If me, as a private individual, or somebody who went to Washington, D.C. as a journalist to cover January 6th, you know, had gotten too close to the Capitol, or if I ended up with some classified material because a source gave it to me to publish to my audience, or, you know, I did something, you know, really nasty, like what Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama or any of the people involved in Spygate did, I would have been prosecuted. I would have been arrested. They would have had no problem doing that. And for so long, Peter, as a private individual, as just a peon, a pleb out here in America, I watch as these people in Washington, D.C. commit crimes. They do terrible things. They take advantage of the people. And yet nothing seems to happen to them. Oftentimes they're reelected. I mean, can we really afford to keep behaving in this same way? Because I don't want Donald Trump to do, you know, like dishonest things, but I would love it to if I could see my government actually implementing the laws in a blind fashion as it's supposed to be.
Yeah, well, Donald Trump doesn't need to break the laws to have you know, enough money to buy whatever he wants. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, he's succeeded very well, became a billionaire. Billionaires don't have to go out and rob candy stores to get the candy. Right. You know, I mean, it's kind of like crazy. Some of them have this this drive for it. I've known a number when I used to practice criminal law many years ago. So many people who are involved in the drug trade. And, you know, I'm talking about the lower levels.
Sure.
I never represented the mob or anything like that, thankfully. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that, you know, there's something that they've got in their blood that makes them want to do this. They could make just as much money if they would have sold T-shirts or done something else.
Right.
You know, but no, it had to be the drugs, because, you know, getting away with something it's just something that's in there. Donald doesn't have that in him. He's just not that kind of a guy. He doesn't need the excitement of getting away with stuff by breaking the law. That's why you know, the Mueller committee, they had what, 26 different lawyers that hated him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They had no budget. They spent $30 million and they weren't looking for his Russian collusion. It took 5 minutes to see that they didn't have anything for that. I mean, when you don't have anything at all, there's nothing there. So what are they going to do? What are they going to look at? You know, so they were looking for anything else that they could find and they found nothing. You know, this is how many people could possibly survive that kind of an examination? And Donald Trump was able to survive it very nicely because it just so happens he's an honest guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, whether he's the president of the United States or whether he's the former president of the United States or before he was ever any involved in politics, one way or the other, he just didn't need to do those things and doesn't have that passion to get away with stuff the way certain people with criminal instincts do. So, you know, so you're going to see something completely different. But as I say, the people that have taken over our country at this point, you know, don't get mixed up and think for a second that these people see themselves as the evil that they are. You know, they see, as I said, there's two kinds of people. There are those that care about the people of the United States, and there are those that consider the world.
Do you got to get that?
No, don't worry.
Okay. That's fine. Okay.
And there are those that consider the world. The people that are looking at the world, that's what's in power right now. They're not concerned with the people of the United States. If they were, they would do things for the people of the United States. But mark my words, okay? The next 2 years, if they've done what they've done in the first 2 years, that's just the first act. You haven't seen...
It's ramping up.
The climax. You haven't seen what they're going to be doing over the next 2 years, where they consolidate their power and where they really go after the fossil fuel industry. So you're going to see it, and it's not something. It's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be something we want to be seeing. But and so I'm not saying this with any kind of a glee or whatever. It's, you know, foreboding information that I'm giving you. What you're going to be seeing coming about is not going to be good for you or anybody else. But it, you know, they need to do what they need to do to save the world, and that's why they've done what they've done. Okay, it's not like a Superman movie where they see themselves as Lex Luthor, just evil for evil's sake.
Yeah,
understand, they've got a purpose, and they're the, you know, there's a reason that the people that are big enough to take over major industry, the people that are big enough to take over the media, people big enough to get all these people from social media on their track and so on, is because they have this misplaced self-righteousness of where they're going and what they're doing. And they're extremely dangerous. We need to stop them. The only way we can stop them is to get out there and vote.
So let me ask you this. Do you think that they will go so far as to actually charge President Trump with something? I mean, actually get out there and arrest him? If you would have asked a month ago, would the FBI raid Mar-a-Lago? I would say absolutely not. Never happened before in history, and there's no precedent for it. And I can't see a world where that would happen. And I find it very difficult to imagine a world where they would arrest a former president for anything at all. But if they were going to arrest anybody, I could see them trying to arrest President Trump.
I didn't think that these people would ever use executive orders to put America on the hook for what could be up to $800 billion of an expense. Anything like that, you'd think for sure that has to go through Congress.
Mm-hmm.
But yet last week, Biden signed this order regarding student loans, which could amount to an amount that's that high. I mean, is it likely it'll be that high, or is it likely to be more like $300 million? It's probably going to be more like $300 million, but it could be that high if everybody participates in this thing, takes everything they can. And why wouldn't they if they have student loans? So when you're asking me, will they go to beyond the bounds of whatever we've ever seen before, we've seen them go beyond the bounds of whatever we've ever seen before. And you bring up the example of Mar-a-Lago going in there, for sure. When did a decent character like Peter Navarro get arrested before? When do we start going after the people that were in the previous government that supports President Trump or a previous president before? I mean, we didn't do it to Truman. We didn't do it to Eisenhower. We didn't do it to Kennedy, Johnson. You know, we didn't do it to Reagan. We didn't do it. It's never been done before, and we've gone there now. So, you know, what are they going to do with Donald Trump? And, you know, do we trust Garland to?
No.
So I'm not answering your question because I just don't feel that I can, that I want to go there in terms of where we are. It's something that I would be fearful of. I would hope that they would realize that that's going to cause a lot of civil unrest if that were to happen.
Certainly.
And I just pray that they keep it beyond, you know, lower than that. That the no, you know, I got to tell you, you know, I want you to understand this from the point of view of I'm a responsible male adult, but I do speak of love of people. I love my wife. I love my kids. I love Donald Trump. I love what he is. I love what he does for this country. I love the goodness of his soul. And it would be just so hard to take to see harm befall him at the hands of these people. And I know there's so many, there's tens of millions of people that feel the same way that I do. So you brought up an interesting question, but one that is just too disturbing to answer.
I understand. I mean, I completely understand. It's the last possible thing that I would want, but they have shown us time and time again that anytime we think they've reached that edge of the envelope, they've been willing to push it ever farther. Have you had a chance to take a look at President Trump's suit that was filed in regards to the Mar-a-Lago raid?
No. Okay. There's different groups of people that do different sure. things.
Yeah.
And sometimes we even know who they are, and sometimes we don't know exactly who they are. And it's just an area that I'm not at all involved in. I'm a spectator like you on this.
No problem. Obviously, I think we're on the same page, though. You know, I mean, like this was an unlawful action taken by a desperate and power-hungry administration that's looking to crush the opposition. I think, you know, we're on the exact same page there. So I'm hoping that wherever that case has been filed, I believe it's down here in southern Florida, that perhaps President Trump can get it in front of a sympathetic judge, somebody who also understands the illegal nature of what's happening here. How about the affidavit itself since it's been released? Have you had a chance to look over that?
They released this much of it.
I know. It's almost a trick question. You know, there's really nothing there.
I'll tell you something else that I'm concerned about. You know, one of the things I mentioned before on the show is that we're not hearing about, you know, this coming election. I mean, you'd think that, you know, the airwaves would start to fill up by now and we'd be seeing a lot about the different candidates and so on, but we're not. Look, the more we talk about Joe Biden, the better we're going to be. The more Joe Biden can switch the narrative and talk about Donald Trump and giving, hey, $10,000 to all these voters, or $30,000 if they are on Pell Grants or Pell Loans. You know, the fact of the matter is, you know, that's buying an awful lot of votes. You know, there's a lot of people that are going to vote for him because they got $10,000 in their pocket. And they're not going to be thinking about the harm that it's doing to the country or the fact that he did this by the stroke of a pen. I mean, if he can do whatever he wants by the stroke of a pen, a lot of people may be thinking, what difference does it make who gets elected to Congress? Because it won't really be in effect. He can ignore the Supreme Court. He can ignore Congress. He doesn't have to pass any more bills. He doesn't have to pay attention to anything. He could just run the country with a pen.
dictator.
And to some extent, we know that he's going to do that. But don't forget, we'll have the committees. That's really the importance of winning.
Right.
It's the committees. We need to be able to get to the bottom of what's going on here. And that's what we'll be able to do if you just get off your behind and make sure you use your legs and get down to the polls and vote.
Absolutely.
So, you know,
I was proud to be able to vote for the first time in Florida in the primary the other day. They sent us these voter ID cards in the mail, Peter, and they made this big deal about making sure that we took good care of them and that we brought them into the polls. And when we got there, all they wanted to see was our ID. And I was kind of disappointed. I was like, oh, I really wanted to show you this voter ID card. But either way, they did make sure that I was the person that that I said I was, and I was able to cast my ballot. And we got rid of a couple of rhinos here in Flagler. So that's a good thing. Let me see. I'm trying to think if there was anything else that I wanted to ask you before we go. And actually, let me just check and make sure that there's nothing that anyone in the audience had sent in. Luann V did say, bringing us the smartest guests and the most valuable information. Thank you. That's a very gracious compliment for you there, Peter. And thank you very much, Luann, for that. I appreciate it. And nothing there. And I see over here on the Foxhole, Ask a Patriot says, there's a book called Dark Winter written by John L. Casey. He was the NASA advisor to BC. I think that's Bill Clinton. And Joe Biden actually made that statement in a speech, I believe. I think that was during the midst of the pandemic. He said it was going to be a dark winter. A lot of people were looking into that. Luann, thank you very much for that can over on Foxhole. Janice, thank you for the cookie. Ask a Patriot says, this is it back in regards to John L. Casey. He has spoken out against global warming, climate change for decades. He warned us of this. Yeah, you know, and I actually wanted to bring this up. You know, I'm familiar with the cycles of the Earth, the cycles of the universe. You know, we have these things called grand solar minimums and maximums, where we get larger amounts of solar radiation on the Earth. You know, there are magnetic fields that come into play with some of this stuff, the changing of the wind currents. And, you know, I see what they're doing in regards to the drought that we're experiencing out in the Southwest and the lowered water levels. Certainly catastrophic, but I mean, what you made mention of in regards to the Rhine. I mean, there have been droughts before. You know, we've had periods of you know, feast and famine, ebbs and flows. So you know, I think eventually, in terms of planet Earth, things are going to equalize out. We're going to probably get to a point where we get more rain than people even want. Then we're going to see flooding. We just have to, I think, be better equipped for it. You know, I mean, people in governments especially, they're focused on what they can get away with in the moment. You know, too often they're not really thinking out into the future. Maybe they thought they were when they built the Hoover Dam and they created Lake Mead and all of that. But as it stands right now, clearly the water management that's taking place over there in the Southwest, it's not good enough. And we are putting a distinct amount of pressure on the farmers that are really relying on all of that water. And now they're not going to have it. I mean, that alone is going to result in quite a bit of food shortages.
Right. And, you know, we could talk about food shortages and we talk about it and people listen and your whole audience, you're all out there and you're all thinking, oh, there's going to be food shortages. It's kind of like, oh, we're going to have an extra foot of snow this winter. It's not that we're going to have an extra foot of snow this winter. The first signs that you're going to be seeing in the supermarkets is you're going to see certain things are going to be less. Mm-hmm. You know, things are going to be missing. All of a sudden, there's not going to be any corn, or there's not going to be any waxed beans, or there's not going to be this, there's not going to be that. And then you're going to be watching your beef prices start shooting up, because right now they're culling the herds.
Oh, yeah.
And so while they're culling the herds, you've got you actually have more supply now, even though the price is going up. But you've got extra supply because now they're slaughtering the animals they're not going to be able to feed next winter. And especially a little bit later in the fall, they'll be doing a little bit more of that. But then you're going to have less herds or lesser herds. And so there's going to be a supply and demand issue where all of a sudden beef is going to be shooting through the sky, as will lamb, as will pork, as will chicken, and all protein. And that's where we're going to be feeling it in our wallets. And for those that are, you know, fortunate enough to not have to worry about their next meal, you know, that's just more money. But for those of us who have are now living to the limit, I mean, how many people have extra disposable income? I mean, how many people are actually not, you know, are taking, you know, 10% of what you're making and bringing in every week and actually putting that into a savings account? Not many. Mm-hmm. So when these prices go up, then something else has to be sacrificed. So it could be our ability to have locomotion, or it could be, you know, in other words, not get a new car, have problems with the old car. Then you've got that kind of an expense. The world is going to get worse with a food shortage. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to get worse for those people over there. It's going to get worse for you. For everybody that's watching this program, for all of us, it's not, you know, so we can hear there's going to be a food shortage, but you got to think about, what does that mean? Okay. And it's not just that there's going to be a food shortage. And then if this thing goes on now, and it got exacerbated with the Ukrainian war, and it's going to be even worse next year. Because the amount that got planted this year next to what's expected to be planted next year. If there's no fossil fuels, if we interfere with our fossil fuels, we're interfering with our ability to grow food. Mm-hmm. I mean, just look at the fertilizer shortage alone. That's totally related to fertilizer to fossil fuels. So if we don't have fertilizer, if we can't put fertilizer to grow our crops, we can't grow our crops.
I mean, we've actually seen that, I believe, in Sri Lanka. They just outlawed fertilizer, and they mandated that all of their farmers go to organic farming, which resulted in much lower yields, which, of course, results in food shortages. You know, and I've been affected by this for a long time now, and I think many people in the audience have. You know, I eat a primarily protein-based diet. You know, I used to be able to eat steak all the time. I can't anymore. You know, I'm lucky if I get it once a week, and I'm paying double the amount for groceries than I was previously before all this started popping off. You know, so I can't imagine what it's going to be like when I'm paying double what I'm paying now. It's going to be insane.
This is why I'm saying you got to make sure that everyone that you know that's going to vote Republican, you mm-hmm. bring them to the polls and make sure that they vote, because right now it's not what it is going to be. And you don't want to be in a position next year where you're saying, oh my God, I had no idea I'd be suffering in this way. You need to make sure you get your people to the polls. Everyone that you know that needs to get there, you need to make sure that they do, because we have to overwhelm them. We can't just win by a little bit. We need to overwhelm them. And that's up to you. And I'm telling you, it's not as though it's a political issue anymore. It's a food issue. It's whether you're going to eat.
Survival.
It's survival. Somebody who cares about the people is going to be concerned for your well-being. Somebody who only cares about survival of the planet is not going to be caring about your personal well-being. You know, and how are they going to geoengineer the planet? I mean, what are they going to do to make sure we can survive all these things if they're happening and coming about? You know, if it's done by people that had to take over illegally, don't count on it being good for you. Make sure you do what you can do. The one thing that you can do is make sure you vote.
Absolutely. Now, somebody in the chat made a comment. You have to know that the fix is in for the midterms. You know, Peter made a comment that I've tried to drive home here on a number of occasions. The steal for the 2020 election, it only needed to be in a couple of areas. He's absolutely right. We're talking about 50 states that are electing United States, like federal representatives, senators. We're also talking about state legislators. For them to be able to rig every single election in every single state, in every single precinct, every single spot all across the United States, it's just not possible. They don't have the infrastructure in place to do that yet, and they don't have the people. And this is why I have consistently told everybody that you have to proactively get involved in the elections process. We got pushed out in 2020. You know, COVID was on everybody's minds. People were afraid to be called a racist or to be called a COVID denier or whatever it was. And we allowed ourselves in certain areas to be shoved out of those count rooms. I simply do not see a time right now here in 2022 where anything like that will be possible again. We're going to be ready to fight when it comes to these midterms. I'm hoping that the vast majority of you are going to be there in the count rooms, going to be there on site, helping out at the polls and making sure that it's not just the Democrats that are running the elections. I mean, that's what it's been, yeah. Peter, for decades. The Democrats have been running things.
Zach, you know, your point is so important. I just want to concentrate on it just for a second, because if nothing else is remembered from this entire conversation, this is the one place where the left are basically getting into our psyches. You know, it's such a sensible argument. They did it to us in 2020. What makes you think they're not going to do it to us in 2022? Mm-hmm. Well, think about what happened in 2020. They didn't do it in terms of the Senate and the House. They did it only in regard to the presidency. So you've got only a few states that are swing states. Like New York, it didn't make any sense to do anything because they know that's going to go to Democrat no matter what, and that Biden's going to win that state. And it's not overall votes, it's the electoral college. So it depends on the number of states. They didn't need to do anything, or they didn't need to really make it happen in states that were definitely going to go Republican. Mm-hmm. So the places where they needed to make it happen are the few swing states. And they didn't need to bother with everything that's down ballot. They didn't need to bother in terms of any of the local elections. They didn't care about the congressmen or the senators. There was no way they were going to be able to fix that because there was such an outpouring of voters. That's one of the reasons that nothing made any sense, because we won everywhere else. So, you know, you pick Arizona. Take a look at Arizona. It's a swing state, okay? Take a look at Michigan. It's a swing state. So they only needed to basically have the fix in Detroit. If they had the fix in Detroit, they swing the state. Mm-hmm. The state of Michigan then becomes a state that's a swing state that voted for Biden. They needed to just do this in four states. That's all they needed to do. They just needed Philadelphia. They needed one city to swing Pennsylvania. I mean, they also did it. I know some mischief that occurred in Delaware County. Sure. I can tell you about other things that occurred as well in other counties. And they did mix it in to the outlying counties to some extent.
For the truth plausible of the matter deniability.
What's that?
For plausible deniability. You know, they didn't want to make it too obvious, just obvious enough.
But it was obvious, and they didn't care. They don't care about what they're doing because they're getting away with it, and they know they'll get away with it. So, you know, the fact of the matter is when four states, and no state has ever suspended the vote count before, and you have four states that are supposedly not communicating to each other, that all stop the vote count at the same time, it doesn't make any sense.
What are the chances?
It is very obvious. Okay, yes. And the things that we saw, I mean, look, you've got photo, you know, the cameras shining down. Now they're saying, oh, well, they just put them through over and over again until the machines finally work, and we're supposed to believe these things. They make up whatever lies they want, and if you want to believe it, you believe it. And if you're curious at all, they'll do everything they can to fill the dialogue with whatever they can. So, you know, and even now, you know, we're seeing that they'll take whatever actions that they need to take to switch the narrative, talk about Donald Trump rather than talk about Joe Biden. And the one big thing they're talking about with Joe Biden is how he's giving away tens of thousands of dollars to all these voters. So, you know, young voters. So it's up to us. We need to make sure we do what we do. Don't think for a second they've got this covered in terms of fixing the election in 2022. It isn't fixed. It might be here. It might be there. But there's no way that they got this thing fixed for the country.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
We will see. If you go to the polls, you will see. You'll get your guy or gal elected, and we will switch this thing around so that we have a majority in either the House or the Senate or both. But it isn't going to happen without you going.
Yeah, okay? I completely agree. And I would also add this. What do you have to lose? Okay. If you believe that the election is already rigged, and there is no point to you voting or your vote isn't going to matter, you know, then, you know, what are you really going to lose if you go in there and you spend 15 minutes to cast your ballot and you just see, you just try it. It's a nice little experiment, because I think in the end that we are all going to get the result that we want, because we are going to retake the country. We've had a record number of Democrats who have retired. They're not even running again, so that we have a fresh race. We have people all across this country who understand how dangerous the policies of this regime are, all of the damage that's been done. It's happened to them as well. And I think we have a real opportunity to ensure that America First candidates get in there, take over both houses of Congress, and then we are going to have the oversight. We are going to have that heavy hand that we need to squash this criminal rebellion that has taken over the United States of America. Let me also say thank you to Sean Joe and to Castle Drummer and to Dixie. Also, Sean Anon says, hey, brother, please let Peter know. Many see where his heart is, and it's very appreciated. So Sean also says, and I, for one, appreciate his 40,000-foot perspective, and this community knows a good heart when we see one. Absolutely. Totally agree. You know I love you, Peter. Love having you back on the show, and I think that you're doing great things. Sloan TV, thank you. Sean Joe, thank you. And then also Castle Drummer, thank you one more time as well. And I see that we've got somebody over there in the chat that has some negative stuff to say about Donald Trump. From what I can tell, buddy, you're spewing a bunch of lies. And let me ask you this. If Donald Trump was so evil, then why are the deep state going and throwing everything at him that they possibly can to destroy him, destroy his legacy, and ensure that he's not going to be able to be there for us in the future? You know, I think that everybody understands what you're doing, and we know a good person when we see it. I love Donald Trump. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Donald Trump. My life would be very different. And I think that the same is true for many, many people out there who are currently watching the show as well. All right, Peter, that's going to take us to the end of the broadcast. I just want to say thank you one more time for being here. Do you have any final information that you want to give people, maybe your website or, you know, any social media profiles?
Sure. I mean, yeah, if you want me, I'm PT, Peter Ticton, but just my initials, not my, don't go P Ticton, just PT, like piano, like Papa Tango.
Yep.
At LegalBrains.com.
Okay, great. Let me pass out these gold pills, guys, and we'll call it a day. Oh, and before we go, make sure Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, be here for the Mike Pence, is he a white hat or a black hat, roundtable with myself, Ivan Ranklin, and John, a.k.a. Patel Patriot. We'll be here at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So be here live on Wednesday, this upcoming Wednesday, and you guys can hang out and see the conversation that we have, and perhaps we'll be able to get to the heart of it. The Scranton has been released over on Foxhole. Thank you, everybody, for being here. Thank you once more, Peter. Really appreciate it. I will see everybody tonight with Radix Verum. We're going to be talking about the FBI's ongoing mission to entrap patriots. We're going to be talking about the Whitmer kidnapping hoax and probably a couple of other cases where the FBI has made a great effort to entrap people so that they can use it for political purposes. So be here tonight, everybody. Good luck and God bless.
Violent crime across the U.S. has skyrocketed. Just recently, a politician was carjacked by three armed attackers outside his home in Washington, D.C. This comes several months after another politician was assaulted in the elevator of her building. Between mass shootings, kidnappings, burglaries, and carjackings, it's never been more vital to learn how to protect yourself. This is why tens of thousands are choosing the Fighter Flare flashlight. The Fighter Flare flashlight has awed people with a wonderful design and massive light output. On top of an ultra-bright 800-lumen light, it boasts powerful strobe lighting modes for self-defense, a glass-breaking hammer, a built-in power bank, solar-powered recharging, rope cutter, siren, and much more. Countless five-star reviews back up the notion that this flashlight is the latest and greatest in the EDC market. But there's more. If you place your order for the Fighter Flare flashlight now, you'll also receive 66% off, free express shipping, and last but not least, a 100% lifetime guaranteed replacement. Simply go to www.fighterflare.com to take advantage of this limited-time deal before they sell out. www.fighterflare.com. Order now.